ministry of Nelson Ihiagu. Be stirred as you listen.
I want to teach something very quickly for the next 12 minutes. I hope. I want to talk a little bit, and I think this is something every charismatic should read. Jonathan Edwards' treatise on spiritual affections. Spiritual affections. You know, Edwards was a pioneer head of Princeton, right? Was a pioneer head of Princeton. And you see, every time I look at where we are coming from, I'm worried. It burdens me, because where we are coming from has a rich intellectual history as Christians. Rich. So, believers were intellectuals. Again, and I think God has a sense of humor. Because when you look at Edwards and the things that happened in their great awakenings, Edwards was an intellectual. But then what happened in his meetings is what people usually think happens in snake handling, backside Pentecostal churches. So Edwards is the OG for the popular sinners in the hand of an angry God. He's preaching, the power of God will come on people. And they pass out. And then come back and say, I need this Jesus. Of course, people then took it to an extreme. There was another class, I can't remember their name. Sam Storms did a piece on that too, that is really good. He did a commentary of the book. People went to an extreme and said, if you're not feeling anything as well, then God is not touching you. That too is a lie. Well, that one is a lie. Come on, are you with me? It's a lie. I wish I had time. I would have taught on his. I would have started by saying, you know, the 9 signs that he first started to say, it is neither God nor the devil. Or you can't disprove that it is not the work of God based on these 9. But I'm going to talk about 5 things that Edward cites, or 5 signs that he says, he talks about for something to be categorized as the signs of the genuine work of God. Of the genuine work. And the reason I'm teaching this is because if we don't teach this, see, I don't like when, on the other hand, people just say, oh, this is just mere emotions. It's not. Is not mere emotions. And the word emotions is used as a slur, like emotion is a curse word. But again, like I said, among many other scriptures, he who we have not seen, we love and rejoice. And the Bible constantly tells us, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Paul talks of the bowels of love. But among, you read through scriptures and then you see, in quote, spiritual affections. So there's that side. And then there's the other side where it becomes disorderly. And all it is empty emotions. Dr. Brown wrote a book. Dr. Michael Brown, he's someone I really love. Some say, let me not say what some say. I love Dr. Brown. Is that fun? Dr. Brown wrote a book, you know, or an article. He said, is the charismatic move under the power or down for the count? I think slain in the spirit or down for the count. And what that usually happens is when, you see, again, we have meetings where the high point of meetings for some people is when somebody is just overwhelmed. When power of God is just coming and rows are just going. They are just... The move of God touching a man is more than a man falling. Listen. It costs God nothing to push a man. Okay? Believe me. He's Adonai. It costs God nothing. But there is a way all we can do is just emotions, where the music is done in a particular way so that you are worked up in a frenzy. You are worked up in a frenzy, or the falling is a courtesy fall. You are falling because it's falling is what we do. No. No. See, I like the move of God. If God touches a man, I want God to touch a man. Come on, are you listening to me? Don't help. whether you fall or not, the man of God's ministerial CGPA is intact. Okay? It has nothing to do with, let me just, because, so just, I mean, and you know, the other people, that's another extreme. There's people that talk about it like, this falling thing, yadi yadi, yada yada, you know. The truth is, even I've stopped arguing it, because if you, it doesn't matter the biblical precedence you bring, it will not fly, because they'll say it's not true. So, there's no light for an eye that's, for a heart that's chosen another path. So, again, it's a non-essential. So, I believe in falling, don't believe in falling. Unless God is, Jesus is the way to Father. No problem. But I'm saying this to us, and I'm gonna talk about what Edward says. I'm gonna talk about them in question form, five of them. But there's a point where everything is worked up, so you are just worked up in a frenzy where people are just responding and nothing is actually happening. Then what is that? We need to actually ask questions. Is that just emotional? You don't like what I'm saying? Are you here? Is that just emotional or what is it? Remember in the morning, like I talked against fake miracles or faking miracles because I want to see the genuine ones. In the same way we are looking at these things here. So, I mean, common one everybody uses, but people disagree. For response like this, the Bible says that the glory of the Lord filled the temple and the priests cooled. It did not say they bowed reverently in worship. He said, because that's the argument, oh, everywhere they fell, it was willful bowing. No. They fell the glory and they could not perform their duties. Jesus said, I am he, and they say it is judgment. I'm like, I think it's pretty funny that God wants to judge a man and the man falls alone. The Almighty. He just rake you for judgment. Let's be serious. If we are talking of judgment, call Sodom and Gomorrah. And I think that's God on a good day. Like a good bad day. A good judging day. Well, he only has good days. He's good. Amen? So that's God on a good, good day. So that's just God judging. So when people say falling, I'm like, no, now. But anyways, that's not even where I'm focusing on. So I'm running through it. Five questions Edward posits for something to be a genuine move of God. He said, does the work cause the Jesus of the scriptures to be exalted? Does he cause a Jesus of the scriptures to be exalted? At the end of the response, of that kind of response to the power of God, who is seen? Jesus or a man? We are all playing about it. But look, it is a problem when a man of God says, I have some powers. It is a problem. It is a problem. Who is exalted? Who gets the glory? That a man of God, hey, that devil is a liar. A popular guy that climbs the pulpit. I'm not even talking of the one that has powers, not Badger's spiritual father. I'm talking another guy was, it shocked me that you needed documentary to know. No, stream it. You needed documentary. Press Sam. You needed documentary. Ask people who have lived in the cartoon for years. His 20s babies, the 2000 babies. Oga, come off it. So you go to a prophet. They say you should enter with your back. They have exchanged your brain. Not just your destiny. Or at the end of it, I'm saying who is exalted. It comes in many forms. It doesn't just come in a man being amplified or a cult following. It comes in things. When things are sold to you, somebody profits. You are selling a special kind of, what do I call it now? You are selling a special kind of bracelet. It's miracle water. I heard somebody sold mirror. You will not read your Bible, but you want a mirror. It's only those that read the Bible that will get that. Those that don't read the Bible are still shouting. They don't know about it. Who is exalted? Who? Is it a man? Or is it the Jesus of scriptures? Does the world cause Jesus of scriptures? See, those things. Listen, I believe falling under the power is a very hallowed thing. That the hand of God comes on a man and the person is overwhelmed. It's not supposed to be, it's supposed to be something that happens to somebody and truly. It's not courtesy, it's not a joke. It is the work of God. Is God doing something on a man? I heard the story of someone. Please pay attention to me. And there's a reason I'm saying all these things. I heard that there's somebody that used to, the power of God used to touch this person, but you are doing 5 abortions in the semester. What's going on? Bajo asked me a question, and I want to posit it to you. No, I'm serious. He asked me a question. He said, Pastor, why we have thousands of people in church every Sunday and we are still wicked? Yes, now. It's true now. It's a cause for concern. No shade, right? I have a camp meeting and my spiritual father has a camp meeting, so this cannot be a shade. So in December, there's traffic everywhere. Places are packed. Places are packed. Yet, do business with somebody there first. The person cannot reach you. Give them your babe's phone number first. What is law? Does it cause the Jesus of scriptures to be exalted? Number 2, does the work turn people against Satan's kingdom by turning their hearts away from sin and worldliness? Does it turn people against? Because of course, when people say it's just emotional and it's Satan that is probably doing it. When people stand up changed, did the devil run people against his kingdom? That's another question. Does the word turn people against Satan's kingdom by turning their hearts away from sin and worldliness? See, hear me. I believe in the message of God's grace, and I believe is what is taught for a man to be saved. Is what is taught for a man to be saved. However, we must, because we are saved now, we are not told if you sin, you'll go to hell. It's like you have been bought from sin. You can't live in what you have been delivered from. You can't. It must be, sin is a devil. See, I mean, Pastor, I talk to all kinds of people. Sin is a devil. It's another Satan. I don't know how to explain it. I know someone who was struggling with habits so much. Habits graduate. So he wasn't watching porn anymore. He was going to visit harlots. You know what I'm talking about? No, because he told us it was a genuine struggle. See, don't play with sin. It's bad. But that's not even where I'm going. Does this work turn people against Satan's kingdom? Against? By turning their hearts away from sin and worldliness. When the hand of God comes on people, what conviction is born deep within? I'm trusting God for conviction. Convicting power. I remember in secondary school one time, I preached. I was preaching to a few people and I just started singing a song. People were, 2 or 3 people were started crying. Why do you love me? I'm a sinner. That is conviction. When, like I said, when you see Jesus, you see all that he is and all that you are not. And it will cause you to fall upon his goodness. And thank him that when he says that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, it's not a brag. It's thanksgiving. Because that righteousness, you couldn't have merited it. I'm running out of time. Number 3, does the work produce greater love and esteem and honor for scriptures? See, when we are talking and you say leave Bible first, you are taking a moonwalk on the faith. Leave Bible first. You will soon bow to Amadioha. Because best believe, see, can I tell you something? The reason why false prophets are in business is not particularly because people don't know they are false. People are looking for what works. If it works, they don't care the source. Are you here? They don't care the source. As far as it, I couldn't believe people were defending the guy. Then when we talk, because once bag of rice enter, discernment is out of the window. He's a philanthropist. That's good for him. Bag of rice and common sense shouldn't be fighting. You, the pastor, how many people have you done good? I don't want to tell you some stories. You'll be afraid. There are deliverance cases that are the scary ones are people that go to false prophets. It's scary. Ah, God. And then because you don't want to read your Bible, they'll not say, you know, I want to do something deeper. See, when Jesus said, by their fruits, we shall what? Know them. Heard of a prophet who died of AIDS. And then some other sisters in church who died of AIDS. Are you? Because he told them that there's a kind of prayer he has to do in the other room. There are many things. You will be amazed. See, and listen, you are most vulnerable when you are least discerning when you are vulnerable. Least discerning. I'm sure if you've been pushed to an edge and you've considered, you too, you're afraid you've considered some things. Sometimes. You are quiet now. Talk to me now. Is it not true? I heard someone told, God, under this charismatic umbrella, we've suffered though. Heard someone told some people something. He said, if you want to get pregnant without a man, come out. You too came. The lady carried something 18 months. I have stories I can't tell you. You won't sleep. 18 months. What do you think? You won't deliver Jack. He said, right now, you too. He said, I believe. Those things, you don't need to deliver. You need ek balo. They must let you go. And those kind of deliverance, I know it's not doctrinal, but we must use cane, like white garment. Because the fact that you were oppressed like that in the first place, just like you are 29, how did a demon gain access to your life? Among many other things, you went to a prophet and they bathed you at your age. 29. You that you should be to people's, you will be preparing to be somebody's father. Or a father of two. It's only promise that it's a manchello. No, bachelors are for boys. Manchellos are unmarried men. You know, there's a way you can be single. You now graduate from being single to being unmarried. Promise. Where's promise? Promise! Stand up. Come. Wave. Give the house a wave. He's a manchello. Praise the Lord. Does he produce greater love and esteem and honor for scriptures? And this happens when we gather. We don't want to study the word of God. So when hands are laid on you, if somebody calls you empty hands on empty heads, another person calls you this way, you fall down fully, stand up stupid. I laughed. Did I hear that? Because, listen, I love the move of the Spirit. But if the move of the Spirit has a fine blend with the Word, oh my God. Oh my God. There's a Pentecostal theologian I like. When I hear first of all, his suit used to get me. Then when I hear him teach, I'm like, hi. He's British. He's late now. I'm like, person. My G. You listen to those people and you're like, see, charismatic is not synonym for foolish or gullible. It's not. You can believe in the works of the Spirit and still hold your Bible well. Does it esteem scriptures? Number four, I'm out of time. I'm just dropping this point. Does the work lead people to truth? So it doesn't matter the manifestations of the Spirit we're having in a ministry. If that ministry is not leading people to the truth of God's words, it cannot be of God. It cannot. Even if the dead are being raised every two working days, it cannot. Because the truth of the matter is this: the dead that rise will die again. They will die again, and God's ultimate gift, they may never get it, which is eternal life. God's final answer to sickness is a body that will never be sick again. That's our hope. God's final answer to death is a body that will never die. So it doesn't matter all these things that are given. If Jesus of scriptures and the truth of God's word is not being taught, it's a dangerous place to be. Number five, does the work result in love to God and to man? Does the work result in love to God and to man? Especially that thing of glory. See, can I tell you something? I bring you the word of the Lord. If you are in a local assembly that has a toxic honor culture, leave. Leave. Daddy is the only way, the truth, and the life. Daddy physically and sexually abuses people. But then we have to make excuses because touch not my what? The anointed too must have sense. Daddy, it's weird I'm even saying this daddy thing. Daddy keeps doing it, but you know he's just a man. There's the prophet and then there's the man. Fa, fa, fa. No, sir. No, sir. Daddy, because of your office, there's an expectation we have of you. It's one thing if the man falls to a scandal, owns up, has time for repentance, is one thing. Another thing, believers are very, when I know they forgive. Yes. I know somebody who went, who actually took time off, came back. People said no. I say, you self. I'm saying this person that he took 2 years off. 2 years. When he came out, he said, beware of this wolf. It's one thing. It's also another thing. If, what's the word? It's also another thing if that is a non-repentant doer of strange doings. Consistently. Please, if you are in such a local assembly, this is the word from the Lord. Leave. 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 Local assemblies that may make you feel like you're not part of the body of Christ. We are the only ones that are saying the truth. Every other person is lying to you. You may be in a cult. Yes. All that remains is for you to wear a red bandana. Local assemblies that don't handle the word of God well, that the word of God will still point back to daddy. See, we are laughing, but there are stories. There's more than 2, 3, 4 people here that know somebody in a church that they are worried they're in that church. I'm sorry, well, I'm a graduate, I'm not sorry. Especially campus, some campus churches. You are 16, you are an apostle. Because they are carrying iPad for you. Papa. On school fees, they are paying for you. My friend, come off me. it. What's wrong with you? Heard the story of someone who Papa told, he has told them so. People sold their school fees. Malakuda wahasaila. People sold their school fees. Papa is reading 48 Laws of Power. Now, those are books on manipulation. Papa is a wolf. Oh, it's just that you can't see fangs yet. He's a wolf. Last Sunday should be your last Sunday. I'm going to Birmingham. Papa will not beat me. Last Sunday should be your last Sunday. You should just, after this meeting, you dust your slippers and say, never again. And brothers in ministry in the crowd, God did not bring sisters to be used. Only God has the right to use them. Only God. Only God. I said, Lord, only my wife will know what my boxers looks like. It's a prayer point. Thank you, Michael. It's a prayer point. Look at Daddy Kumuyi. No scandal. If you come and say, we will not believe you. No scandal. In how many years? Bishop Oedipo is even too serious to have scandals. How does he want to do? Fine girl, come here. She said, I don't want to enter your car. You say, never! No! How? I'm saying this because it is possible. We can do it. Do you know the one who gave birth to us? The one who walked the walk inside us, exchanged the heart of us. So we are not irresistibly drawn to sin anymore. Saying it's possible. It's possible. It's possible. If you are playing with sin, just after this session, call the person and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Today it ends. It ends. Somebody under the sound of my voice, you are being blackmailed because of your doings. Expose yourself before they expose you. If you expose yourself, they have nothing against you. Maybe I see why I took that prayer against a young minister personal. Satan do me bad in 2020. Oh. The enemy said, you, I will wound you. But thank God for God. My God does not fail. Some people know the story, so they are shouting. Who said yes, I did? Maybe you were part of it. It's possible. It starts from little things. Why are you chatting with a special daughter by 10:30? Sometimes we think our parents do too much. When they say men and women are not friends, there's a friendship that doesn't pass an area. Have you eaten today? The body and the blood. See, we must have a... Listen. Because of what Jesus has done, we must have a high view of salvation, of the salvific work, and consecration must show it. Must show it. To the opposite sex, with money, with dressing. Don't wear what is to be inside, outside. Don't stand in front of somebody in worship and his warfare. We should all help ourselves. Sisters will help us. Brothers will look to the hills. That's all. And if you look to the hills, you know who you find there? Steve. I'm deep, baby. Listen. Rise to your feet. Let's have the flow of the Spirit for a few minutes.
I trust you were blessed by the teaching of God's word. Nelson Behavior Ministries is a mandate that seeks to see men saved, trained, and sent. For more ministry content, visit us at t.me/Nelson Behavior. And for contact details, follow on Instagram at Nelson Behavior. God bless you.